601-361-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving San Marco at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Well, good fasting and praying Friday morning to all of you out there in Radio Land. This is Brother Davis sitting in for Dr. Youngblood today. Certainly, we thank and praise God for the opportunity to be able to share with you one more time by way of radio. I want to say good morning to my bride of 38 years and to all of my family and friends down in South Florida and as far away as the Pentagon that are listening by way of internet. Thank God for all of you that tuned in with us on today. This is Let's Face the Issues, where we promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. The truth as revealed in the Word of God. For Jesus said in his holy word that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And he also went on further to say to the Father that thy word is truth. And he went on further to say in the high priestly prayer in the book of St. John, chapter 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And let me go on to say, as we face the issues, we do so based upon the word of God. For as the people of God, we believe the scripture as revealed to us. It is the word of God, and it is the truth. It is God breathed, God inspired, and not only that, it is absolute, the absolute truth. Because we deal with a God of absolute. He is absolute in authority, in being, in his whole personality. So when we're looking at absolutes on today, that means that there is no higher authority but of God. So we have to know and understand that as Christians, as those who are wearing his name, God expects for us to not only read and study, but as well we need to obey. We need to not only be hearers of the word only, but we need to be doers also. If you want to be blessed, obey the word of God, because your blessings hinge on your obedience to God. And when you go to, amen, what we believe, the word of God is right, and it's right all by itself. It needs no help. It needs no explanation. All it needs is for us to obey what the Father has said in his holy word. I want to say good morning to Dr. Youngblood and his lovely bride, amen, and all the family, and each and every one today. Thank you for this opportunity to be able to sit in, amen. Hope and pray, amen, that you get rested, relax it, all the relaxation you need on today, on this wonderful Friday. Because even when we look at God the Father, he created this whole world and everything here in 6 days. But the scriptures say on the seventh day, he rested, amen. He sanctified, hallowed a day of rest, amen. And that means, amen, that day was set aside for us as well. So we need to know that we can't get it all done. Even though we might seem like we can keep going on and on and on like the Energizer Bunny. Amen. One day your strength is going to run out and you realize that you were doing it under your own power. So therefore, you're going to need God. So that's Brother David's message to everybody that I come in contact with near and far. No matter how good you are, no matter what your social standing is on today, you may be living in a house sitting on a hill, big brick house, big fine home, amen, driving two or three cars, Cadillac, Mercedes, whatever the situation might be. But whatever the situation is, the main thing I want you to know is that you still need a Savior, amen? So we're going to come, amen, to you today from several different subjects on today. But the main one we want to focus on is the responsibilities of Christians in a decaying society. When we look at the way that the world is falling down, is falling apart all around us, even those who have been put into positions of authority, and I'm speaking about government, et cetera, et cetera. Amen. Those who have proven themselves to be untrustworthy. And it's not all their fault. It's part of it is our faults, too, because we have not vetted the candidates, those who we wish to vote for, to put in places of authority. We have not, in other words, checked their track record to make sure, number one, that they are not only a confessing, but also a believing Christian who is living the life. Anybody can say, I'm a Christian. Everyone that goes to church is not a Christian. So for that reason, the Bible tells us to watch and pray. Amen. That's what we need to do at all times. Watch and pray. But getting back to the point, amen, Christians, those who are truly born again, blood washed, Bible saved, amen, spirit baptized, amen, I'm talking to you on today. What are your responsibilities in this decaying society? Of course, there are portions of scripture that tells us, amen, that the Christian ought to be salt as well as light. When you go to the book of Matthew chapter 5, amen, Jesus warned the disciples many times of things that they would be facing. So he told them, even though these things happen, you are still to be salt and light in the world around you. Wherever you go, whatever you do, even the Bible tells us when we speak, our conversation need to be seasoned with salt. Amen. So certainly, amen, God means exactly just what he says. Amen. Let me remind you, unless I forget, that this portion of the service is sponsored by Tools for a Time, an outdoor power equipment and lawn service equipment specialist that sells any type of tools that you might need. If you are looking to own your own business in lawn care and maintenance, or perhaps you're an avid professional at maintaining your lawn at home and you just don't have the right thing to help you get the job done, Tools for a Time can assist you in that area. They have any type of equipment that you may need. Located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, at the intersection of I-295 South and Old St. Augustine Road, just look for the 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flying high on the top of the staff. And at the base of that flagpole, you will find Tools for a Time. They have a website, toolsforatime.com. Stop by and let them assist you with your needs. toolsforatime.com. Amen. So certainly we thank God, amen, for Brother Jeffrey, a mighty fine individual I've had the opportunity to meet on a couple of different occasions. Amen. He's the owner out there. Stop by and see Brother Jeffrey. Amen. You may not know, amen. You might receive a blessing that you wasn't looking for. And if I can remember correctly, I believe he's hiring. He's looking for help. He's looking for dependable help. Let me say that, because I've been many places and I've seen signs in many places, and I talked to many managers in the area of work that I do. And they tell me that they have signs out that we are hiring. But when they hire these individuals, they don't last for a week. Some of them work for a week, just long enough to get a paycheck, and then they drop out and leave the company holding the bag. But that's not who Brother Jeffrey is looking for. He's looking for somebody dependable that he can count on. More especially, if you are born again, amen, you can connect up with him and with the others there who are part of the family of God, and you'll find yourself in a good atmosphere. I believe he's closed on Sundays to give you a chance to worship at the house of God. So that's a wonderful thing. Amen. Toolsforatime.com. Toolsforatime.com. Again, amen, we want to go to the subject, amen, on today. What are the responsibilities of Christians in a decaying society? What are we to do? How are we to then live? First, when we look at salt, let us understand, what does salt do? Salt as a commodity, salt was used and it was valuable. In Matthew 5:13, Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot." Jesus' call for followers to be salt of the earth carries those uses symbolically into our spiritual lives. As salt preserves meat from rotting, believers in Jesus distributed around the world, help to preserve humanity from falling into godlessness, immorality, chaos, and the resulting judgment. Listen, we've been saying this for a long time, that we're living in the last days, and we know that the Lord is soon to come. So certainly, if it's ever been a time that Christians need to get it together, we need to understand that the scripture said that judgment will begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, where will the sinner and the ungodly man appear? So what we need to do is first make sure we check our own record and make sure that we got things right with God. And then make an effort, make every gallant effort that you can to get everyone into the ark of safety that you can. Listen, I have unsaved loved ones in my family that I'm preaching to on numerous occasions and letting them know that time is winding up. And I don't know where you stand, but if you don't have Christ Jesus in your life, if you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, if you haven't received him as Lord and Savior, then if you die and leave this world, when you stand before him, you're going to stand before him as your judge and not your father. So listen, that's a dangerous ground to be standing upon, because the scriptures say it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. So listen, I'm speaking to all of you out there on today, even you who are saved, check yourself. Make sure, be sure and very sure that you are saved, sanctified, and filled with God's Spirit, and you have accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and that you know him in the pardon of your sins, that you can go out and win souls. Be a soul winner for him. Bring people over into the ark of safety. People are dying and leaving this world every day and going to a devil's hell. We have to realize, even in the word of God, you see, that's the reason why we need to pay attention to the word. The Lord said that hell wasn't made for man, but it was made for the devil and his angels. But on the other hand, he realizes that men and women, boys and girls, are going there simply because they choose to reject him. So there are many times you hear me say, when people ask me, Brother Davis, how are you doing? I said, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. This is another day that the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Why don't you choose that today? You can choose to rejoice. You can choose to be glad. This joy that we have, I'm talking about Christians, the world didn't give it to us, and the world can't take it away. So certainly, amen, you ought to stand upon the word of God, knowing and realizing, amen, that we serve an all-powerful God, one that who can heal, who can deliver, who can set free. And he came here for that very reason, to set us free, amen, from a life of sin, guilt, and shame. So in many religious practices, we're going on, amen, a little bit later to talk about this, but I'm getting ready to take my first caller. But let me say this before we do that. In many religious practices and cultures, salt signifies preservation and the binding of a spiritual covenant. So now, I just explained to you the basic understanding of what salt is as a commodity. It was used as money in the Old Testament. It was used as a preservative. And not only that, it was used in covenant sacrifice. So salt is very valuable. So when we look at Christians, I'm talking about you, man of God, woman of God. If you are a Christian, you are a very valuable commodity to God, and you should consider yourself so. Amen. God needs somebody to get out into a lost and dying world and to let them know that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I believe I got a call on the line. Go ahead with a question or comment.
Yes, Dr. Davis.
Yes, sir.
Oh, how you doing? And God bless you.
I'm very blessed.
Okay. I was listening to Dr. Youngblood last night when I was coming up from work. And he was saying about Christian nationalists. And I'm like, I don't even know what that is. But I know one thing. I remember, because I'm going 70. I remember back in the 60s, they sent the National Guard to guard the blacks that were going to the white colleges. Okay, this man, I don't call him a president, he's sitting back and letting these college kids really dominate and the Jewish kids. I mean, putting them in fear. And some of them don't even go to the college. They just come and put up tents. And they don't understand, I don't believe, that they voted Hamas in. And when 9/11 happened, they had a celebration in the street. And I know a bunch of them over here now because of this woke, stupid, excuse my language for saying stupid, but sleeper president that really don't give a darn. Should I say it like that? But I'm happy I was born in this time period because, like the Lord said, it's going to be like birth pains. And it's coming quicker and quicker. And when they shoot another rocket, it's going to hit the Dome of the Rock. And that third temple is going to be built. And they're going to blame it on Israel that they blew up the temple.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Brother Kenneth. I mean, you are spot on with that or what you're saying, basically, because the results of everything that you made your comments about, it kind of fits the subject that we're talking about on today. Amen. The decaying society around us. It's our responsibility to get out there, to get the word to these individuals, to train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he shall not depart. You see, the word of God is right, and it's right all by itself. It doesn't make any mistakes, never has. And if we will just obey it and do what it says, we can make productive citizens out in society. In other words, our children, grandchildren, so forth and so on, et cetera, et cetera, can be productive citizens in society the way that God intends for them to be, because they will be God-fearing individuals that will instill godly morals into society, whether it's the school, the financial institution, the educational institution, the federal government, whatever area of work that they decide to pursue. If we put godly individuals in those positions who were trained up in the home, yes, by godly parents, then we wouldn't see all these kind of things happening out there the way that they're happening. And then we have to understand the Bible is fulfilling, because it told us also in the last days that perilous times will come. It said that men will be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, heady, high-minded, that means they got a haughty spirit, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, etc., etc. It tells us that in the scripture, and we see these things coming to pass in life on a rapid basis. Basically, I mean, every time you turn on the TV set, well, let me also say, sometimes you can leave your house and walk down the street, and when you get to the corner, you see a lot of things happening that's being fulfilled according to what is already written in the Bible. You see, the Bible reads like the front page of a newspaper. If we actually trust it and believe it, and if we understand it, if we get the full spiritual understanding and context, like Dr. Youngblood drive that home to us all the time, basically, when it comes down to studying scripture, context, 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 context. We have to make sure it's a context, because if it's not, then it's a pretext, and it should never be used for a text. Then now, you're going to have individuals mixed up, presenting false information out there, and leading everyone down the wrong paths. And when we look at these individuals that you're talking about that's protesting, they don't have a proper view first of God.
No.
That's what an individual needs in their lives. The first thing you need to do, even if you're unregenerate, first you have to understand in your heart and mind that you need a Savior. And if you come to the knowledge of that, then try to find out all about that Savior, which is Christ Jesus, which is the Lord, which is God. So if you find out about the ways of God, and I'll just cut it to the quick, because when you look at the book of 1 John, it says God is love. So when we look at love, agape love, in all its meanings, and the characteristics of that love, then if we absorb that love, if we imitate that type of love, then these type of things won't be happening, because we won't mistreat one another. We won't have people acting out in society like barbarians, and we're supposed to be a civilized society. The United States of America is supposed to be the one that sets the bar for the rest of the world, because we're considered the most powerful country on the face of the world. Well, I don't know how much longer that's going to last, because if these detestable practices keep going on, if these unregenerate ways of life keeps happening, then as someone said, if God doesn't judge America, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah. So, Brother Kenneth, you are so right.
Okay, Doctor, can I ask you one more question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Biden is trying to push that even until when a baby is born, after we went through this period, push that they can still get an abortion, and trying to make schools accept boys that think they girls to compete against girls, and which is crazy, because our biological makeup is way different from a woman. And it's sad what this country is coming to. And God is going to judge it. Like you say, if he doesn't, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah, and he's not going to do that.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you for that, Brother Kenneth, and I hope and pray that, you know, what's being said here will maybe stir the hearts and minds of those who are listening. If you find yourself falling short in those areas, we have to understand, I'm talking about Christians. It doesn't matter whether you're Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Presbyterian, whatever the situation might be. God commands you to be holy. You have to be holy. In order to approach a holy God, you have to be holy. So you're going to have to be a holy Baptist. You're going to have to be a holy Catholic, whatever the situation might be, a spirit-filled Baptist, a spirit-filled Catholic. All of these things are necessary in order to serve a holy God. So then we don't have time to fight amongst one another about who got it right and who's got it wrong. Some of the Baptists say the Methodists got it wrong. Some of the Catholics say the Baptists got it wrong. I mean, and all the time we're doing this fighting, people are dying and going to a devil's hell. We don't have time for that. It's time for us to stand together, united as one in Christ Jesus. My Bible tells me in the book of Ephesians, there is one faith, one God, and one baptism, one God and Father who is above us all, through us all, and in us all. And until we come to the knowledge of that particular scripture in the fullness, there's going to always be division in the church, and it's sad to say, in the church. So that is the reason why many times in scripture, when you see Christ talking about judgment, he's not always directing judgment at an unsaved world. He's directing judgment at his people. He's warning them first that judgment is coming, and if you don't have it together, then you can fall under that same judgment. So yes, it's time. It's high time for us as Christians to come together, and we can cause a lot of these things to cease in our society. Let me read this back to you again. As salt preserves meat from rotting, believers in Jesus distributed around the world help to preserve humanity from falling into godlessness, immorality, chaos, and the resulting judgment. That's four things right there that we can see happening, even with the example that you just got finished saying about the protests, et cetera, et cetera, and the other things that are going on that should not be going on, because we're living in a constitutional republic. We have constitutional law that tells us what our rights are, and they're certainly being eviscerated and evaporated. Let me put that word in there too, because they're vanishing away on a daily basis. And one day we're going to wake up and wonder, where are the rights that we used to enjoy? Mm-hmm. But what's happening, and the reason why that's happening, is because Christians have sat down on the stool of do-nothing for a little bit too long and have done exactly that. Nothing. The problem, the two greatest problems, I think, that faces the church today is compromise. That's number one. Yes. And idleness. The old people used to say an idle mind is the devil's workshop. When we sit around and do nothing and allow anything to happen. Another saying that we used to say a long time ago, and some people still say it right now, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. We as Christians today, we need to stand. We have something to stand on. We have the Word of God. The Word of God is truth, and it'll never fail. God said in His Word, Jesus said this, He said, before one jot or one tittle of my word fail, the whole heaven and earth will pass away. That lets me know that's powerful. He means exactly what He says. He stands behind His word. And let me tell you this. When He died, He was raised from the dead, and He sits on the right hand of the Father. And this is just Brother David saying this. Amen. You can agree or disagree. Amen. He is right now still seeing. He's overlooking. He's making sure that what's written in the Word of God is still yet going through. It's coming to pass. In other words, He is the guarantee for all things written in the Word of God, especially eternal life to the believer. He got up so that we can live again. Yeah. So just like He was raised from the dead, that guarantees our resurrection. If we die, amen, one day we're going to be raised in the likeness of Jesus Christ. And then the end result of our salvation is going to be glorification in heaven. When we look at the book of Revelation chapter 21 and 22, no more death, no more pain, no more sickness, no more sorrow. Amen. We'll be in that glorified body. We won't have no need of the sun in heaven because the Lamb is going to be the light. Yes. So many great things that are promised to us in the Word of God. If we realize this, then we ought to stand together and trust in that word and work toward that end that we can receive the end of our salvation. Even the salvation and glorification of our souls. So let us be mindful of that. I mean, we don't have time to pick flowers by the wayside. We don't have time to look at the faults in each other's life. Because even Jesus said, if you got a beam in your own eye, how can you tell the brother to take the mote out of his eye? You don't have time for that. Amen. It's time for us to stand together as believers in Christ Jesus and to let a lost and dying world out there know, amen, that God has a better life for them. Again, those four areas, things that are happening. Humanity is falling into godlessness, immorality, chaos. You know what that is? That's unchecked sin. That's what chaos is. It's sin out of control. That's where we see humanity at today. Things are out of control, and the church is still sitting by doing nothing. Now, I realize there's a faithful few like myself, and I'm going to count myself, yes, because that's what I do. I do this in my community, and I do this everywhere I go. If I meet a person in Walmart or in the corner store, and God speak to me and tell me to speak to that individual, I wait for Him to open the door for me to say something to them about Christ, and that's what I do. I let them know all about this great Savior that's coming to my life that's changed me forever. So if He did it for me, He can do it for you. He'll do the same thing for everyone. It's impossible to meet Jesus Christ and walk away unchanged. Amen? So in many, many cases, things are happening in this world. Chaos, immorality, godlessness, and judgment. I do have to say, I truly believe that the United States is being judged by God Almighty for the thing that they have departed from concerning His word. The degeneration of godly moral values in society, the way that it was with our founding fathers and with our mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers, how they taught us, is no longer around, no longer being valued. They're being trampled underfoot, and people are no longer abiding by it. We're getting ready to go to the top of our news. Hang in there. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative